Welcome, students. Welcome to another chapter, chapter number 9, where we are going to talk on ICT, which is Information and Communication Technology, and Tourism Marketing. It's my pleasure to talk to you. I am Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Like every other chapter that we have been reading and explaining, I will highlight to you the learning objective of this particular chapter. Once again, chapter is Information and Communication Technology and Tourism Marketing. The learning objective of this chapter is to know about the internet and related development in information and communication technology. What is the relationship? How this is important to connect with the tourism marketing? Another learning objective of this chapter is to know the importance of information communication technology to the travel and tourism segment. Like most of the segments that we see these days have benefited out of ICT, even travel and tourism has been getting importance out of it and getting a lot of learning out of it. The third objective of this chapter is to understand how information and communication technology can be used as an effective marketing tool for the travel and tourism. So with this advancement of information and communication technology, we are using this for the marketing tool. And with all these objectives for us, we move further. There is also another learning objective: understand the online marketing strategies to be practiced in the post-COVID period. And online marketing has been playing a tremendous role into growth of travel and tourism industry. In fact, there are few travel agents who are purely online, and many activities that we do, including buying of the tickets, buying a package, paying for, all have gone online. To meet that, we have taken help from information and communication technology and even gone for online marketing. And this has picked up a momentum a lot after the COVID period. Also, the learning objective is to understand the use of technology in an online marketing and selling of tours. So information and communication technology has helped the marketing activities with the help of these technologies that we are continuously learning and growing. First, let's see what is ICT development that have happened in the recent years. So the role of information and communication technology in tourism industry is a crucial driving force in the current information-driven society. The more information that we try to get, the use of that in the tourism industry and how critical it is to gain some force out of this information and communication technology. ICTs have been facilitated business transaction. You see, it has helped in facilitating the business transaction in the industry by networking with the trading partners. So you book it, you pay through credit card company, you pay through internet banking. So these banks, these credit card companies are all partners. And they help in distribution of products, services, and providing information to customer worldwide. So if you use, as an example, if you use the credit card company as the partner and ICT development in the travel and tourism industry, obviously you will get information that you have spent money with X bank, Y bank, Z bank, and it goes out of your credit limit that has been given. So multiple transactions happen thanks to information and communication technology that has helped in providing support and providing information to customers worldwide. So you holding a card issued to you by a bank in India, and you are swiping the card somewhere in UK, somewhere in Thailand, all will be accordingly informed to you worldwide. Let's understand the factors responsible for ICT usage in Tokyo. Which are the factors that are responsible? So, information technology, education and training for policymakers. And who are the policymakers? Many a times government. Yes, there are certain independent organizations who are also policymakers, like IATA, like PATA, like World Travel and Tourism Council. But most of the policies, when it comes like implementation of policy, selecting visas on arrival, all these are policies that are determined and educating. So policies are also referring to the extent that there is a full-fledged IT department and IT ministry that is run by government, which controls not only the functioning of information technology under the ministry, but also certain set rules, especially cyber crime, are monitored under the policy provided by the government. Then integration of various sectors. And as we know that in a development of a tourism product, there are different components. So accommodation, transport, government, bank, and destination marketing firm, etc., are integrated with one another. Example, you like to go to Uganda and they provide you electronic visa or e-visa. So simply you can go to the government website, which is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Government of Uganda, and there you put up the details what they want. It is integrated through IT technology and you get your visa online, e-visa given to you. Likewise, booking a flight, booking a bus, railways, hotel booking, and all transactions which are required to pay for someone through your internet banking, etc., are all done through integrated network with the help of ICT. So the factor responsible is, again, the technical infrastructure. That's why most corporates have a full-fledged IT department where technical staff is retained and they continue working towards integration of travel and tourism industry with the help of the technology. There is also human infrastructure. Obviously, this technical thing will work according to the planning and software that would be written through human being. So human infrastructure with the required qualification, with required knowledge, are injected into as a factor responsible for ICT usage in tourism. Legal, obviously, I just referred just now, that legal infrastructure to protect your web page, to protect the transaction, to make it scam-free, cybercrime, all are legal infrastructure under which falls under information and communication technology factor that contribute in the usage of travel and tourism industry requirement. And obviously, the information and communication technology culture in the society that prevails. For example, in society, you will find practically every single person living in a metro, tier 2 city, tier 1 city, is connected with the information and communication technology. The usage of our mobile phones, tabs, or different digital platform is a sort of a culture that is prevalent, existing in any society all around the world. The usage of internet, India record as the highest user. especially the price-wise, we are the cheapest price that we have for the use of internet, and it supports in ICT culture in our societies. We will count now on the developments. What has the growth or development that have come in course of time? A state-of-art and cost-effective marketing infrastructure and techniques in use by travel and tourism industry. And they are finest. They continuously keep developing the state-of-art technique, definitely with cost-effectiveness, so that this additional information or additional art that has been crafted in form of information and communication technology is affordable. It should not be beyond the expectation. Like once when in 90s, beginning of 90s, when information technology was issued, those of you who would be remembering and would have heard from your parents or your seniors, huge amount of money was charged for even incoming call alone. Not only outgoing or incoming, not only outgoing, for incoming also you needed to top up your balance or buy certain packages. So now with the cost-effective mindset in mind, in the practice, you will find that we do have a very cost-effective marketing infrastructure. You have, there are companies who are having license for sending bulk SMS, bulk of email, etc., etc., so that it doesn't fall under spamming. We are just looking at the information communication technology development that has taken place in course of time. And then, of course, information and communication technology development, especially the small and medium companies, and the trend that has contributed, it has grown in for small and medium-sized companies, contributed to the growth of service industry. And imagine any service industry, be it is even a customer, healthcare to services provided by hotels, government department, everywhere you will find all have their own app, their own web portal where they deal with customer relationship. We have in developments, we have got social media, which is Insta, Facebook, Snapchat. All these are the social media on the digital platform. Then we use devices like mobile phone and apps. And then further, we have data analysis. And there are data analytics that is available as a trend, and then cloud computing. All these are technical terms that has also entered travel and tourism industry. We are not exceptionally taking it, but like other growth industries that are coming around, even travel and tourism industry has taken benefit of this ICT development in recent years. So in the recent technology trend of information and communication technology, let's pick up one by one. We talk about the social media. Social media is a term that is coined and known to everyone. Unlike in the past, when people used to talk about electronic media, print media, and the blind media. Blind media was earlier referred to radio. Print media, any sort of magazine or newspaper, and electronic media is to refer to television, etc. So all this, now the term social media is referred to what people use as a social media, where people can go talk to their known fact, make new friend, make new business friend, etc. And people are now using social media for advice on what products to buy, where to shop. People look at the review. People look at feedback. People look at the comments and so on. So many organizations are using social media in tandem with the sales and marketing function. So they play very good support to the tourism industry as such. We pick up another one is a mobility. Social media, SMAC, social media. We spoke on social media in the earlier slide. Now we talk about the mobility. Mobility means mobile devices have changed the way people access to digital content. What you do is just buy an internet package with 1 GB, 1.5 GB, 2 GB, 2.5 GB on a daily basis on your mobile phone. And for that, you need smartphone and tab. I've brought rich digital content to the fingertips of the consumer. So by push of a button on your smartphone and tablets, you can know many things, including you can watch cricket matches, football matches, watch a movie, and get connected to your business partner, obtain information of all nature from them. So all said and done, we move further to travel and tourism sector uses mobile application and website. There are many travel agencies, many airlines, many tourism boards. All of them have their own personal app here, refers to applications. So you can go down an exclusive app and go and do the things you require out of those apps. So mobility has come into information and communication development in recent era. From the SMAC, we have spoken on social media, we have spoken on mobility. Now we talk about the data analytics. Data analytics refer to every year, companies and individuals generate billions of gigabytes of data. Huge amount of data. That is what many social media do. They collect data from you. That is how artificial intelligence work. This is what Meta and other service providers will collect data from you. So data analytics and its use in time can be unbeatable competitive advantage. And this is what we see as an ICT development. We come to the last one, at the cloud computing. The strength of cloud computing supports innovation and improve productivity. That's a cloud computing. It is now accepted by both information technology vendor and their customer that cloud computing plays an important role to improve the productivity. Existing infrastructure has helped travel and tourism player to use this for their promotion. Another step, now, now suppose someone from other country wants to plan business trip to Delhi, or maybe the reverse way of this, suppose someone wants to plan business trip to Bangkok, Thailand. We have a scenario where someone wants to plan a business trip to Delhi, or someone wants to go from India for a business trip to Bangkok. So what that will lead into? Here is what is the outcome. It is now possible with the help of information and communication technology development to see the hotel information by virtue of their websites. Even on the website, the hotel and the marketing, their features. All hotels are marketing were there on web portal. From room design, facilities offered, etc., and pricing information. Obviously, the pricing given by a particular web portal of a hotel, you may find better rate through the intermediaries or through consolidator, but Yes, at a fingerprint point, you can get information directly from the booking engine of a hotel that we are searching. And this is thanks to information and communication technology development. So what these developments are driven by, what you need to have, we all know that none of your electronic gadget, be it mobile, your internet, your tablets, or your desktop, laptop, cannot work without the internet. So you need to have the internet. And internet providers are 3 to 4, 5 companies that are providing internet, say, for in India. For example, VI, which is Vodafone combination with Idea. Then we have got Jio. And then we have got Airtel, etc. So these are the internet service provider in Indian territory. Then we have got mobile phones and application, which we spoke. Again, developments have been driven by social media, which we spoke at length, including Facebook, SmartChat, Insta, LinkedIn, etc. And cloud computing. And then come the virtual reality development, wherein you see real thing in front of your eye with the help of VR or virtual realities. Step by step, we go forward. We first pick up the internet. In today's business environment, travel and tourism are one of the world's largest and most refined information-based industry. So, through the help of internet, you can find anything without caring for the working hours. Unlike earlier time period, you need offices and hotel staff to come and answer your queries. Now, especially with the booking engine, you can search even in the middle of the night and get a feedback onto it. You can book a flight through the help of internet or the web booking engines. So you can think how drastically ICT development has helped. So internet is the source to get the World Wide Web or the internet operators such as global marketplace accessible to general public 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, also known as 24/7. I just now said that all work according to schedule. No, 24/7. Any time zone differences, you find your web working thanks to internet services. So in the form of websites and portals, the business can have their information that can be viewed anytime by people. So the time difference doesn't work. International functionality doesn't implement here. Just go through internet and get what you want. In fact, in some places, like what they say, for railway booking, the best time is the booking engine open around 12 midnight, 12:30. Then that's the best time to go and book because till that's the sleeping time for most of the people and the booking engine opens up the same time. A lot of people are able to get seats according to that. So it has created business opportunities in the mobile travel market. Online travel is increasingly going mobile. You don't want to go and visit. For many of us, it's a waste of time to go somewhere physically and get your thing done. Go online. Any hotel booking, any flight booking, just go online. And you get things done. You can compare in case if you have accessibility to or you know have the details of more web engine, So mobile is also particularly strong for last minute hotel booking. Especially last minute booking is very good where suddenly you find prices being dropped just to get those rooms filled up at the last minute. And this is only possible. I gave you one of the examples of booking the railway tickets on Tatkal when it opens up in the middle of the night, you can go around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the night, when many of us are having a good sleep. You just go on and you can get the last minute or the earlier bird reservation practices. Social media have become an integral part of our tourism marketing. It has revolutionized the industry and replaced a large part of the traditional communication. Imagine if you still would have continued with those traditional communication method of snail mail, picking up landline phone and talking. Imagine how we would have been slow. The way the growth has come around us, you needed all this, and that's why you have all this social media as a support with the help of information and communication technology development. The travel industry is one of the sectors that have benefited the most with the help of internet, no doubt about it. So is this was expected to be happen. And this is when people develop internet. This is what their growth plan was. Social media has generally changed the manner in which the numerous organizations speak with the market and their target markets or socio-economic. So despite the time zone difference, outcome of this you can think in also. For example, you have BPOs and KPOs working in different time zones. So you find people working in India with the help of social media, going online and talking through various online system to the people who have account in US. And people do work in BPOs and KPOs in the night here because it's day for them. And this is how it works. The new way that consumers utilize online networking to settle on acquiring choices has affected tourism advertising significantly. So, impact of social media on tourism marketing. And here we will take account of the impacts. And please, we look at some of the ways to which tourism has been affected. And it has affected for good. Positively, what they say. It improved and altered travel research. So now you don't need to go through a brochure or a leaflet or ask on a phone, but with the help of social media, you can see updated, latest, altered travel research. Then social sharing is on the rise. So you get to know something, you share on your group or a person who needs that information in your own way. It also enhanced customer services. Now with the help and the push of the button, the customer service has drastically improved. Your boarding passes are issued. You are tracked by the airline, announcing every detail that you would like to hear. That airline would like to get connected with you. So if your mobile phone number is India's number and somebody has given that number and didn't board at Dubai airport, you may get a call from Dubai to your number asking, where are you, why you haven't boarded so far despite checking in. Thanks to enhanced customer services. Thanks to the social media growth. So change of business model for the travel agencies have taken a totally new shift. Right now, you don't have to fill up a form to get some information. You can use the chatbots and keep talking with the help of chatbot. And business model has changed altogether. You get an instant reply for which you have been searching for long. There are set of frequently asked questions, FAQs, from where you can pick up your answer instantly, thanks to social media. and of course the changing loyalty program. So with more of such commitment coming to you through social media, you have noticed that people have changed their loyalty and have gone connected to those who have provided them excellent information. And they have picked up and shared all the information with the help of what they gathered through social media. Everybody would love to see more information if he or she is interested into that. That's why loyalty people have been changing. They are moving. They are going to some airlines who are connected with their consumer. They are buying hotels which are there and having a loyalty towards that, because the service they availed and the backup and the follow-up that they gave through social media was tremendous and recognizable. We look at now social media, importance of social media in promoting tourism in India. We come now the whole that we have discussed and we translate that for promoting tourism in India. So large portion of mobile phone users, particularly smartphone, got to social communities through their mobile phone. So like now, for example, lot of apps are there, at least 3 or 4 apps that I know, which are launched not only by Incredible India, but also by different tourism boards, state tourism board, where you can push your button and get information about what you are searching for. So again, a large portion of mobile phone users, particularly smartphones, get to social communities through their mobile phones. That makes social media a perfect platform to search for not just updates from companions, but rather for information sharing and promoting. And that's where social media has been very successfully playing the role. That they update you on a timely basis, and you can keep your companions informed with the information sharing and promoting. So social media, what happens is a user will find reviews, suggestions from social media, which are more dependable because some of the reviews are audited. They take your signature when you review, and then it is audited. So some of the reviews, rather many of the reviews by recognized companies, are authentic ideas. Of course, I don't say that there are no paid research work done to get the feedback, but social media has helped on dependable information than the announcement made in the advertisement. So as the user have access to internet through smartphone, they will have information on real-time basis and quickly. Everybody these days want any answer on a real-time basis. If I have tossed a question in the real-time basis, it should be converted and returned to me with a satisfying answer. And this social media does. Social media will support users who profited from such content, which means you got benefit out of this, and also other users to share their very own travel experience and recommendation. Now, this is the role of social media. In IC development, we take up new learning on cloud computing. The travel and tourism industry is one of the high demand and constant change, and the industry is leading the way in terms of cloud adoption. So this also, as an ICT development, is showing very good results. The travel industry has quickly realized many benefits that cloud computing has to offer. What are those? Cloud computing benefits are scalability, security, software, mobility, and competitive edge. So you can this, what are the benefits of cloud computing? And then we have the ICT developments of virtual reality. For many, this is totally a new tool and has become popular expression in this technology era. What is the virtual reality? It is used in travel and tourism industry, has significant effect on sharing of the travel experience and effectiveness. Yes, virtual reality has played a major role. Another advantage of virtual reality can be offered to tourists on real-time basis. So someone is going down to Dubai and would like to know what is desert safari. So on the virtual reality, they would literally show them a desert safari where they can enjoy and see at 360 degrees. That's a real advancement of information and communication technology. You can get information immediately. The virtual reality permits tourists using immersive video headset to experience an aerial tour of any travel spot by sitting at designated place. So literally you put the headset and you literally see with the help of the frame that is available as a glass, you can see anything around us as a real-time experience. This direct interaction with the travel place or destination keep traveler engaged in. And this kind of actual participation and engagement levels high, and in turn people, the tourists, to explore and see more and more. With the help of a virtual reality, what you would have seen, it creates momentum into you. With the help of virtual reality, you think what you are going to see. And this is the development that ICT has brought. It has also changed the marketing techniques I am referring to. It has also changed and influenced the way marketing is done and how it has implications on market research. It has an impact on strategic planning. It has impact on campaign planning, in advertising and public relations, in the sales promotion activities, in printing e-brochures or printing hard copies of the brochure or material, and through a distribution channel. All this has seen changes with the help of ICT. Isn't that a great change that is we are talking of?